the beginning, there was nothing. Not even thunder.
Sorry about that.
There was nothing but silence and blackness. Dark and foreboding blackness. And then there was light! And over the silence was heard a rumble.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
And the rumbling grew louder.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
And then there appeared in the sky a giant maple leaf. And it descended to the earth. And as it descended, it made rocks to fly up, and even dirt and bushes, and it put water on the land.
Ding, ding.
And it made grass and flowers and even trees. And the maple leaf looked round, and it called this place Canada. And the land was bountiful. It brought forth all things Canadian. And these things were called cold and ice and wind and snow and fog. And thunder.
I did it right. I did it right.
This was the dawn of Canada. And the maple leaf stirred. And there were birds.
Cheep, cheep.
And the maple leaf sighed, and there were animals.
Moo, moo, meow, meow, oink, oink.
And then the great maple leaf lay on the ground, exhausted. And it did what all maple leaves were to do after that.
It decomposed.
And then there were crops. Wheat and barley and corn and potatoes. Tomatoes, cabbages.
And oranges flown in from Florida.
So this was Canada in the beginning, before man or woman, when animals multiplied and wastelands became fertile plains, molding the heartland into a place fit for habitation. Then came a second great maple leaf. And this maple leaf cast its shadow over the land, and it was extremely angry.
What did it come for? What did it want?
It came for one reason.
What reason?
To destroy the sound effects man!
Oh.